Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, December 3rd through the weekend. First, the weather. It'll stay mostly sunny the next few days. Afternoon highs will reach around 80, dropping to the upper 60s at night. Let's get things started with travel news. American Airlines is adding 4 international and 6 domestic flights at Miami International Airport. American will fly to Chetumal, Mexico, San Andres, Colombia, and to Dominica and Anguilla. Also, new flights are slated to 6 U.S. destinations. American is also adding a daily flight to Salt Lake City, Utah, and weekly flights on Saturday to 5 domestic destinations in the winter season. They are Albany, New York, Burlington, Vermont, Madison, Wisconsin, Syracuse, New York, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. The 4 additional flights to Latin America solidify the Miami airport's long-standing position as the gateway to the region and are contributing to record passenger traffic at the airport. In food news, the restaurant that jump-started Miami's Design District is open again after a 4-month shutdown. Just in time for its 15th birthday, Michael's Genuine has reopened after an expansion and redesign. There's new decor and kitchen space twice the size of the original. There's a bigger and brighter dining room with high ceilings and a renovated courtyard. There's even a retractable roof. The menu also underwent a renovation with some new additions. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In COVID news, 33 law enforcement officers in South Florida lost their lives in the line of duty over the past 2 years. 3 were killed by gunfire, 1 died in a car crash, and another lost his life to a work-related injury. The other 28 were felled by COVID-19. The deadly virus has attacked law enforcement agencies from Miami to West Palm Beach. Statewide, there were at least 53 deaths in the ranks, with Florida accounting for more than 10% of all COVID law enforcement deaths across the country. In education news, the University of Miami has agreed to pay $1.85 million to settle a proposed class action suit. It was brought by current and former employees over what they say are exorbitant fees and poorly performing investment options in the school's retirement plan. And finally, Broward Sheriff's deputies have arrested a 17-year-old Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School student after social media threats against the Parkland School were discovered online. BSO says the threat was made in a social media chat room. The male student faces 1 count of writing threats to conduct a mass shooting. Principal Michelle Kefford sent a robocall to parents Thursday morning notifying them of the arrest. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.